Church leaders in Australia have welcomed a move by the government to apologise publicly for past wrongs inflicted on the Indigenous Aboriginal population. Prime Minister Kevin Rudd on Wednesday made the apology in Parliament for past laws and policies which he said inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on all Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people, especially the so-called stolen generation of children who were taken from their families to be raised in white households.
We apologise for the laws and policies of successive parliaments and governments that have inflicted profound grief, suffering and loss on these our fellow Australians. We apologise especially for the removal of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children from their families, their communities and their country.
The Prime Minister's words were beamed around the country on television and on giant screens set up outside the Parliament, where crowds of Aboriginal people had gathered to hear his speech. Today, Aboriginal people make up just 2% of the population, and they remain the most disadvantaged group in society, with high rates of infant mortality, alcoholism, drug abuse, unemployment, and a significantly lower life expectancy.
For the pain, suffering and hurt of these stolen generations, their descendants and for their families left behind, we say sorry. To the mothers and the fathers, the brothers and the sisters, for the breaking up of families and communities, we say sorry. And for the indignity and degradation thus inflicted on a proud people and a proud culture, we say sorry.
The Prime Minister's words were welcomed by Australia's Catholic bishops, who called the action a historic and prophetic moment in the life of the nation. The church leaders issued their own apology a decade ago, just 2 years after Pope John Paul met with Aboriginal communities in Alice Springs to reaffirm their culture and their human dignity. In a statement, the bishops stressed that this national moment of reconciliation must be followed by practical efforts to improve the living conditions of Aboriginal people today. To find out more about the background to these events, my colleague Charles Collins spoke with the head of the Australian Bishops' Conference, Archbishop Philip Wilson of Adelaide.
As a matter of social policy, in the early part of the 20th century, it was decided by some of the state governments to take children away from their families and to put them into institutions to care for them. It was a social policy that applied not only to the Indigenous people, but to other members of our community as well. However, the effect on the lives of the children of Indigenous families was especially disastrous and led to great pain and suffering. And a major report about this matter was issued 10 years ago, and one of the elements that was part of that was it was recommended in the report that the government would make an apology to the people for the terrible events that occurred in that process. So today, the Prime Minister and the Leader of the Opposition, our government leaders in our National Parliament, have made those statements of apology. In the light of that report 10 years ago, the bishops made a statement, the Catholic bishops made a statement, where they said that they sought forgiveness from the victims of the policy that broke up Indigenous families and forgiveness for any part the Church may have played in causing them harm and suffering.
The Church has already issued its apology. What was the reaction to the Aboriginal leaders when that apology was made?
I think that 10 years ago, the reaction of the Aboriginal leaders was that they were pleased that the Church did that. But I think that the Aboriginal leaders and communities are also focusing on the present struggles and difficulties that they have, even in the light of the things that have happened in the past. So their greater concern is about the commitment that we've made now to care for them in all of the different situations in which they find themselves in our Australian community. And I think that that concern then is true today. And that's why it was important the Prime Minister said that today we remember that we ask for forgiveness and we say that we're sorry, but we also commit ourselves again to caring for these people. because some of the conditions of the Indigenous people in Australia are really awful. They have a very high infant mortality rate. Their life expectation is much less than people of the European communities. They have major problems of health and social problems in all the communities in which they live, but especially in the communities in which they live in the countryside and in the desert and so on. So we all have a lot to do, and the church should be very strongly committed to that work.
You talk about the church being strongly committed to this work. Can you give us some specific examples of what kind of outreach the church is making to the Aboriginal community?
Certainly. The Aboriginal community finds itself in very different circumstances because Aboriginal people can be found in every part of the country. So some of them live in an urban setting in the middle of our big cities, and some of them live an almost prehistoric lifestyle in the desert. There are some small communities then that live the ancient way that they've always lived. So a lot of the responses the church has made are made by the local churches, by the diocese, so that there are centres all over the country that respond to the needs of Aborigines. So in Adelaide, for instance, we have a centre which is a focus point where we gather Aborigines together and try to respond to the needs that they have living in the midst of our city here. The Diocese of Darwin, which is one of our biggest dioceses, is largely a diocese that is covered by rural areas and desert. And the Diocese of Darwin has had a long history of running programs and centres caring for Aboriginal people, largely administered over a long period of time by the missionaries of the Sacred Heart. But they've been joined over the last 20 years by other religious orders, so that there's a community of Mother Teresa's missionaries of charity who live in the desert helping with some of these communities and so on. So there are those kinds of initiatives that have been taken by dioceses and by religious orders that are very significant in the way that they try to help them with the social problems, the medical problems, and the educational issues that that are part of their community experience now.
Now, you mentioned, of course, the apology today by the government. It's more what happens now. What would you hope to see the government do after this?
Well, I thought that today the Prime Minister made a very good commitment in saying that, that we have to renew our efforts and the government has to renew its efforts to try and deal with this. And I think that the really strong point that he made today was that he's establishing a national commission in which he's inviting participation by all the members of the all the political parties in Australia, so that he issued the invitation today publicly that the leader of the opposition would join with him as the co-chairs of this organisation. And I think that that's a great initiative. This is a really huge problem for us to confront, and it will take a tremendous commitment on the part of the whole community. But I think that today has been a really strong emotional day for many people, and the strength of that emotion and the experience would strengthen their commitment to really want to do the best that we can to help these people, and to do it in such a way that we engage with them, not that we develop programs and we come and say, this is what we're going to do for you, but rather that we advance towards these communities and engage in dialogue so that along with them we can formulate what the program should be and how the aid and help should be given to them.
Thanks there to Adelaide Archbishop Philip Wilson, President of the Australian Catholic Bishops' Conference.